I'll have to check my source because I have someone from quite a bit before that.
Who do you have?
I have Ulysses Grant.
Well, huh. All right. So we're all thinking this too, and when that answer came out, we're like, wait, no, it's got to be Nixon. Mm-hmm. So we called on Uncle Google, and that's what that came up, right? You know. So that's why I figured I better call you out on it and see.
Okay.
You know?
Well,
so
you
what
know,
source says that it was Ulysses Grant?
Well, it's a trivia book. It's called Trivia Wise Number 3.
Okay,
it's
well,
a good homework question.
You know,
we'll have maybe somebody else will fact check us here, huh?
Yeah, that'd be
you
great.
Know, I'm going to go here and find if it tells me an answer of when it was, because that right. could be interesting. 170. The answer.
All
says
right.
he did this, his family visited on a world tour in 1879 before he returned to the U.S. to seek re-election. So he probably,
well.
You see, he probably didn't visit just for the U.S., but he as a family visit.
Uh-huh.
I see. So we what we have here.
We're both right.
Gray area.
Yeah. We're both right.
Yep.
There we go.
Okay.
Good job, everybody.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. So this is Tom in Casa Grande, Arizona.
Oh, well. Hey, thanks, Tom.
We are currently feeling very sorry for everybody up there in that 20 below business. But
yeah.
Well,
really, because I used to live over by Bemidji for many, many years.
See, understand.
And you know what? It got
great
up.
Show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Got up to -3 today.
Oh, boy. All right.
Okay.
We'll
thank
see
you.
Ya.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, can you repeat the baseball question? I think it was about a third baseman.
Well, let's see. Yes, what major league third baseman collected 10 Golden Gloves and 3 MVP awards?
I think I've got this one. If he was in my generation, I think it was my first favorite baseball player, Mike Schmidt,
yep.
from the Philadelphia Phillies.
You would be right.
Oh, thank you.
Good
that
job.
Was great.
Yeah. And where are you calling from?
I got to give a shout out. This is John from Grand Rapids, but okay. I got to give a shout out to Simon for getting back on the horse and not feeling like a dummy.
Oh, absolutely. We all know he's not.
Intelligence to know that you don't know everything.
That's so, exactly right.
Yeah. And I don't know everything either. So,
yeah.
None of us do.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.
You're listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bemidji and Bagley, 89.9 in Brainerd. Online and worldwide at KAXE.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play KAXE, connecting you to Northern Minnesota through stories, music, news, conversation, and events. We are people-powered radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. All right. I want to throw some more questions out there now that we are starting our second hour again. I haven't said this enough. My name is Christy Norland, your co-host along with
Janet Bredeman, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we are just excited to be inside. All right, let's see here. What wonder of the ancient world was destroyed by arson the same night Alexander the Great was born? Who is the all-time leading scorer and played the most games in NHL All-Star game history? The leading scorer had 17 points in 11 games. Now, I looked this up, and there's going to be a lot of names out there, so that's why I also put in that he also played the most games in the NHL All-Star game history. What Suns forward beat out Dr. J, Dominique, and Clyde Drexler to win the NBA's first slam dunk contest? In 1893, who became the first woman ever to appear on a U.S. postage stamp? The last one I'll throw out there is 9 of the 15 countries of which Queen Elizabeth II is head of state are found in what continent? And I'm going to reread that. 9 of the 15 countries Queen Elizabeth II is head of state are in this in what continent? That was tough to get out of my mouth.
I'm going to go back and ask a couple that I would just love somebody to answer. What agency is charged with managing fishing and the protection of marine mammals and endangered species in the U.S. coastal waters? And what is the new or current name of this company that was established in 1870? It used to be called the Division of Telegrams and Reports for the Benefit of Commerce. What is it called now? And how about this one? What is the most populous city on the Puget Sound? And what singer released the albums Birdie, Soul, and Passion? And what metal is alloyed with silver to make coins and jewelry? 218-326-1234.
And continue listening after Green Cheese, everybody. We have our late night program called After Dark. Your host tonight is going to be Mark Clabundy, and he is going to be playing a Sonic Smorgasbord. All righty. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, has your question about Joe Green,
Mighty Joe Young?
Yes.
That has not been answered.
Okay, is it Gorillaz?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah,
all
where
right.
are you calling from?
Yeah, this is the Langs of Northfield again.
The Langs of Northfield, all right.
Yep, and I'll give a shout out to... It's back to the IQ Islanders, but they got John listening with them. And then I'll give a shout out to my two boys listening with my wife in the other room so we can be away from our source.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
All in the same home. But all right. Thank you.
All right. You guys have a good night. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hi. This is Rob and Meg from the Crystal Palace.
Hey.
We would like to answer the Goo Lagoon.
Yes, who is that?
It's our friend SpongeBob.
That is correct.
And then one little extra one, Dunstan checks in. Was he a chimpanzee?
Oh, let me go down to that one. No, he was not.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
But all right.
Nice,
well,
nice
thanks
guess.
Very much. Great show, ladies.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. It's Jeff from Woodridge.
Hey, Jeff.
I got a guess.
Okay.
Actually, I got a few of them, but I'll just do the one. Birdie, Soul, and Passion. Those are all Peter Gabriel albums, right?
I'm sorry. I was not paying attention.
Birdie, So,
yep.
And Passion.
And what was the singer that released them?
Peter Gabriel.
Yep, you are right, Jeff. Totally right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yay.
Thank you, yes.
Good job.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Shout out to Donna, Janet, Joe, and Mojo in the sauna, and all the other cheesers trying to stay warm.
Super.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hello, you're in Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Mark over at KAXE getting ready for After Dark.
I wanted
to
ask
a question tonight.
Awesome.
Hey, do you have an answer for the lead of the movie Ben yet?
Do not.
That's a rat.
Yes. You know,
yep, a lovely ballad from Michael Jackson goes along with that.
Oh, really? I did not know that. As I was reading this, I'm trying to guess, you know. And of course, I guessed a bear. So,
rat.
Yeah, way to go, Mark. We're looking forward to hearing your music on the way home.
We're fired up over here at KAXU. We're going to be an awesome show. Get ready for the smorgasbord tonight at 9.
Great. Good deal. And I have to ask, did I pronounce your last name correctly?
You did.
Okay.
Nice job.
All right. All right. Wonderful.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thanks you
for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Okay, we got an answer for the Dunston versus in.
Okay.
Checks in. Orangutan.
Yes. That is correct. Oh,
thank you so much. God dang, we've been... Oh, it's been weighing on us.
Oh, well, I'm glad that is lifted off your shoulders now.
It's a great weight. Great weight lifted.
Okay.
Thank you so much, girls, for the caring and your empathy.
Well, we try to do our best, so thank you for calling.
We love you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Green Cheese is sponsored by Krupp's Resort, located in Twin Lakes, Upper Michigan. Open year-round for family gatherings, leisure, outdoor activities, and more. Online booking and a full list of their offerings can be found at KruppsResortMI.com. So check them out. All right. Again, my name is Christy Norland, and I am hosting with my mom,
Janet Bredeman. We're glad to be here.
Let's go ahead and... Hello, you are on Green Cheese.
Hello. I was calling to answer the question of the metal alloyed with silver.
Yeah, what is that?
Is it nickel?
It isn't. That's not the answer I have.
Okay, well, have a great night.
Nice. Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening, Green Cheese.
Good evening.
Calling.
Yes.
John in Sudbury here. So I have a couple, but I'll just give one. So the most populous city in the Puget Sound would be Seattle.
And that would be correct, John.
Awesome. So we'll leave the other ones out there. I think the whole disconnect with the first president visiting China was Nixon wasn't in his capacity as president when he, Grant
Ulysses.
Was not in his capacity as president.
That's right. He was on a visit
And Nixon was at the time. Yeah. So, okay, shout out to any new listeners, all the regulars. Remember to support public radio, public media, and all of Canada is with you guys. Everyone stay safe, and thanks for the show.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, a question about what you mix with silver to make coins.
Yeah, what is that?
I'm thinking it's copper.
You are thinking right.
Oh, nice job.
Awesome.
Yeah, and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is the IKEA Islanders. We made it in tonight.
Oh, good.
We've been busy here, and everybody's talking, so we had to make sure we made an appearance.
Wonderful. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. And then if I could give a shout out to the Currys from Murray.
Yeah.
And then also the Langs from Northfield. And John says hi to August.
Okay. Oh. Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Yes. I'd like to try a couple questions here. One of them was the all-time starts for the NHL All-Star Game.
Yes. Who do you have?
Would that be Gordie Howe?
Yes.
Okay. And the second one was the metallurgical coin question.
Yep.
Was that copper?
It was. It totally was.
All right. Could I give a shout out to Mojo across the table?
You can.
and where I don't have to ask you where you're calling from.
This would be Goodland Hunter, and he is out on Trout Lake trying to catch this fabled tight-lipped walleye.
Oh, yeah. Tight-lipped and down deep, probably, where it's warmer.
Well, I'm shallow because it's pretty dark out.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening and calling in.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All All right. We receive support from Wings Airport Cafe with bread and baked products created in their kitchen. Open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at wingsairportcafe.com or on Facebook. Making friends one plate at a time. All right. Do you want to ask more questions, Janet?
I do. Let's see. What country found Ecuador over a disputed border in the Cordillera del Condor in 1995? And what author complained, nothing happens, nothing comes, nobody comes, and nobody goes, it's awful? And what Russian revolutionary was born as Lev David, my goodness sakes, Davidovich Bronstein, and he escaped exiled in Siberia and took his jailer's passport and name. What was his name? From what animal's Latin name is the word vaccine derived? And what French city is connected by Folkestone, England, I don't talk much, England, via the Channel? And what author began The Lost Continent Travels in Small Town America with, I come from Des Moines, somebody has to, 218-326-1234.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, hi. I have a guess for the question about the original Bozo guy.
Yeah.
What the two dogs that he voiced? Was it Goofy and Pluto?
It was.
Yes.
Nice job. Where are you calling from?
I'm up on Half Moon Lake in Fayal Township. This is the Corn Dog Crew.
Oh, hey, Corn Dog Crew. Great job.
Shout out to everyone out there. I hope everyone's staying safe and warm.
Yeah.
And yeah, thanks for a great show. You've got a lot of great questions.
Well, thank you. We love asking them. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, did anybody answer the question yet about what burned down when Alex the Great was born, the Great was born? That would be a library at Alexandria.
I have to get back to that. That is not what I have.
Really?
It's a wonder of the ancient world. Yep.
Right, yeah. I thought the library at Alexandria was one of the seven ancient wonders.
Well, that's not the answer I have.
Okay, I don't suppose it was a Colossus of Rhodes.
it was not
I
that
I think that
either.
One drowned.
Yeah, no, it wasn't
okay,
that one.
No, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
If I don't get an answer a little bit before 9 o'clock, I'll shout it. I'll give it out.
Thanks. I'll be listening. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
You get the question, Sterling.
Thanks, I'll be listening. Thank you.
Which one?
The question for the yearling.
Oh, yeah. What answer do you have?
Was that a fawn?
I will take a fawn. Yep.
You will.
That is correct. Yeah, the answer I have was deer, so I know a fawn is a deer. So where are you calling from?
Perfect. We're calling from the basement on the hill.
Oh.
He's way in Virginia. We got to do a shout-out to the Curry family in Worry Township and hope that Mrs. Curry is feeling better and that we'll pick up the raspberries from there.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Right. Thank you so much for that shout out.
Thank you very much, girls, for doing a great show tonight, and keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you. We will. Take care. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I was on hold and listening to all the questions, and you blanks, man. I got nothing.
Oh, really?
But I wanted to thank everybody for program and answering one question at a time, and
it is very nice.
Yeah, except me.
So are you a Star Wars person?
I don't know the home world of the Jedi Temple.
Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see. Are you a bee person, like in the insect a bee?
Yeah, okay. Throw that one at me.
Okay, what is a young bee fed to ensure that it develops into a queen? So this would be, you know, like
royal jelly.
Yes! Woo woo!
I missed that question, but I got it right.
So you know what? I haven't asked it yet. That was first I asked it, so good job.
Oh, softball. Come on.
I really appreciate
the program.
Yeah, thanks.
You guys do a good job.
Thank you very much, Eddie. We appreciate that.
Bye.
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 Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, did you make it to the Star Wars question?
They haven't yet.
Okay, well, are you talking old world order or new?
Well, that is a really good question. old world order?
I'm a Star Wars fan, I'm sorry.
With who?
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, what planet?
I'm a Star Wars fan, so.
Of course. What'd you say?
He's a Star Wars fan.
I'm a Star Wars fan.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I have these headphones on, and I just don't feel I can hear very well. It's really weird.
Like a geek, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. Okay, so what planet is the home to the Jedi Temple? So I know that I saw this on the animated version when I watched that.
Okay.
And I don't know that I remember when I watched it with, like, the, you know, real people, the old versions.
Okay. Well, I got three answers for that, but
well,
if you're talking animated, I'm not sure, but the birthplace of the Jedi Order was Tython, and the other, Coruscant, I think, is what the answer is.
That is the answer I'm looking for. Great job.
Coruscant, yeah. Right.
Where are you calling from again?
This is Thumper again.
Oh, okay, Thumper. Good job.
Thumper and Rosemont.
All right.
Shout out to the host.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, low show. Having a good night.
Yes, thanks. You too. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I wonder if vaccine isn't from vodka for cow.
And it
says cowpox.
Yep, that is totally correct.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Where
are you calling from?
Calling from the Tamarack Amusement Center and Arcade, currently located in Minneapolis tonight.
Okay. Well, stay safe.
Thank you.
And warm, of course.
Yes, that's difficult, but yeah. And shout out to the abandoned luncheonette and all the little arcades, if that works out.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for hosting.
Thank you.
Good night.
Night. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening. Can you repeat the Ecuador question again, please?
I sure can. I was just looking at that and thought, that hasn't been answered yet. What country found Ecuador over a disputed border in the Cordillera del Condor in 1995?
I believe that was Peru.
And that would be correct. And where are you calling? Yeah, where are you calling from?
This is Bob calling to the mean streets of South St. Paul.
Okay.
Shout out to my brothers, Mike, who is one of the hosts of the show, and my other brother, Craig.
Oh, yeah. I saw the last name, and I'm like, I wonder if that's a relative. Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for listening and calling in.
Great. Great show, as always. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay. I have another list of this question. I'm looking for the artist responsible for the the double albums that I am going to read out. So I'm going to read out a double album, and I want people to answer with who the artist is of that album. So the first album is Electric Ladyland. Then I have Exile on Main Street. The Fragile. Wheels of Fire. Back to Basics. Self-Portrait. And we'll stop there and go to another question. Currently, only the Queens of Spain and Belgium and the Grand Duchess of Luxembourg hold the privilege of wearing white when they visit who? What famous wax sculptor made the death mask of Marie Antoinette? What Michigan pathologist invented the Thanatron and the Mercitron? What place kicker's famous gaffe kept Miami from shutting out the Redskins in Super Bowl VII? Do you have any you want to...
I do. I've got a couple. I'm just going to re-ask. What author complained? Nothing happens. Nobody comes. Nobody goes. It's awful. And what composer's Pines of Rome underscores the whale score in Fantasia 2000? And what Russian revolutionary was born as Lev Davidovich Bronstein, who escaped exile in Siberia and took his jailer's passport and name? So what was that name that he took? What French city is connected to Folkestone, England, via the Channel? What author began The Lost Continent travels in Southtown America with "I come from Des Moines, somebody had to"? And who was the first Spaniard to be ranked number one on the ATP tennis tour? And what Star Trek actor married Gloria Rand on August 12th of 1956? And who became the first British Prime Minister in May of 1997?
All right. I want to say that we receive support from Edward Jones financial advisor Christina Gallas, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, has anybody answered your question about the three-time MVP third baseman?
I believe I did get that answer, but what do you have?
We have...
Mike Schmidt.
And that is correct.
Nice job.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Where are you calling
this
from?
This is the Langs in Northfield again, and August would like to give a shout-out back to...
John.
Hey. All right.
Good job, August. Thanks for listening tonight.
Great. Great show again. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Nice job tonight, ladies.
Well, thank you, Nancy.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know, there's a question out there. I don't know if it's been answered. It was asked quite a while ago, and it was something about something in Italian term.
Oh, yeah. I'll go back to that. What unusual first name is derived from an Italian musical term for with sweetness?
Would that be Dulce?
That is not what I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it might be something that I, again, we sometimes have to Google things after the show, so.
Yeah, I know Dulce means sweet.
Yeah. So,
like,
yeah.
Dulcet tones and stuff like that, but okay.
Okay. Well, I can give that answer right before 9 o'clock, too.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Give that answer.
Hi.
Hi.
So I have an answer for the artist for Electric Ladyland.
Oh, okay. Let me scroll down to that. What answer do you have?
Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, that's right.
Where are you going?
Shout out to Cody and Derek in St. Croix Falls.
All right. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Side Lake, Minnesota.
Oh, awesome. Thanks so much.
And shout out to our daughter and son-in-law in St. Croix Falls. Ooh.
All right.
That's cold.
That's cold. Okay.
That's cold. Cold for cool.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I have an answer for the Miami place kicker.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that was Garo Yepremian.
Fly up here, and oh, maybe I went too far. Just one second. I'll go back down. Yes. Nice shot. I'm glad
so
you pronounced.
What happened on the play was that there was sort of a fumble, and then he had to try to make a pass, and then he couldn't make the pass. It like slipped out of his hands. And it was kind of funny looking. It makes all the blooper videos anyway.
Well, of course it does, because he's not a passer, right? He's a place kicker.
Right. Yeah, so he's trying to pass the ball, and it's kind of hilarious. But, yeah, the Miami, there was no shame for Miami, though, because I believe that was their perfect season. They just didn't have a perfect game. I have a question about Mojo, because there was a caller that said he was across the table from Mojo.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Mojo from the sauna?
Usually. Mojo is usually from the sauna, yes.
Yeah, so I want to know what they're doing with the table in the sauna. Playing poker or having dinner or what?
Maybe they're playing cards.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. You're playing poker and you're like, well, I can tell he's nervous. He's sweating.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Making a real picture for me there.
There you go. Yeah, for all of us.
It is for
me
now, too.
All right, this is John B. from Grand Rapids again.
Okay, John.
Thank you again for all the sports questions. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I want to say that green cheese is made possible by the Timberlake Lodge and Hotel in Grand Rapids. On-site amenities include a restaurant with a full bar, a large parking lot suitable for trailers and boats, and offering fresh baked breakfast items each day. Additional information available at TimberlakeLodgeHotel.com. Lots of great announcements and people calling in. It's so nice. We receive support from Klockow Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer, as well as modern classics for 8 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 to 8, Friday and Saturday, noon to 8, and Sunday from noon to 6. More info at klockowbrewing.com. So, I'm going to go to the phones. You want to answer some?
Sure. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello again, Colin. Hello. Canada calling here.
Yes, John.
I believe got in twice tonight. Yeah. So, a couple of the album ones, but I'll leave those out there. Could you repeat the British Prime Minister question? It was one of the most recent ones from the last batch you guys did.
Yeah. Who became the British Prime Minister in May of 1997?
Tony Blair.
Yep. That would be right, John.
Nice job.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you very much, everyone. And again, yeah, you guys stay warm. Stay safe, and thanks for an awesome show again.
Well,
take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, is this for tickets to the John Cougar concert?
Yeah, right. We've just got two left.
Well, thank God I got through.
Yeah, right.
I can't wait to see them. I hope they're good seats.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, they're in the nosebleed section.
Oh, well, I'll be there anyway.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, got some double records, the double albums you're talking about.
Yes.
How many are we allowed to answer?
The rule is one.
Well, we'll stick to three then. DJ listening, I hope.
Yeah, right. You will know.
We'll find out. Yeah. Well, Electric Ladyland, that was Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, and actually that was answered, so you do get one more try.
Okay, well then I'll just go with the exit on Main Street was the Rolling Stones.
Perfect. Good job.
Absolutely. Best rock and roll album. One of the best.
One of the best. Sure.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the basement on the hill.
Oh, yeah. You guys are really rocking it tonight.
When you guys get through, you usually get it right, so...
Well, I'd like to thank my support staff here.
I know his music. You ask anything about music, and he knows it.
Well, that's good to know.
Good.
But yeah, we'll leave the rest to the other callers.
Okay. Well, when it gets closer to 9, you can call in again and do another one.
Yeah, as long I don't want Keach coming down my neck.
Nope.
We have to hear from him yet tonight. Hope right. He's okay.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe I'm hoping the same thing. Shout out to Keach, and thank God I won the John Cougar tickets.
Yeah, right?
That's right. We'll see you at the concert.
Nothing better than a mother-daughter team.
Thank you.
Thank you much. We Thanks, enjoy it.
Girl.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey. It's Jeff from Woodridge again.
Hi. Okay, hi, Jeff.
Hi. So the lady was trying to guess the Italian with sweetness, and she was saying dolce. Dolce means sweet. The sweetness means delisa, and with sweetness would be condoleezza.
Yes.
There you go.
Beautiful right. Job. Beautiful.
All right. So another shout-out, Mr. Bill in this case. He's down in Wisconsin, and I'll see all the guys up there next weekend. Going up there for some ice fishing, so.
Okay.
Much better weekend than this weekend.
yeah, I struck out, right?
Yep, you did.
So.
Definitely. Well, safe travels. Right.
Thank you much. Mm-hmm. All right, great night.
Good night. Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I think somebody got my answer, Tony Blair.
Yep, somebody did.
As Prime Minister of England.
Yep.
But I had to stay on. Give a shout out to Don Pierce and the Big Game Research Crew of 1969 in Togo.
Oh.
Gail Blackmar, the owner of Deer Lake Charlie's, and Nancy from beautiful downtown Alma Lund.
Okay. Alma Lund.
And
right.
Where are you calling from?
This is Doodle Acres from Hackensack.
Oh, wonderful. Right. Thanks, Doodle Acres.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Russian revolutionary that broke out and stole an IV.
Yeah. What was his name?
I'm just guessing Leonard Trotsky.
You are totally right.
Guess.
Great guess.
Good guess.
Nice.
Now, Anoka, you did a fabulous job.
I'm not Anoka.
You're Andy.
I'm in Vegas.
Okay. Oh, you guys sound very much alike, so I always ask.
And someday, have you met? Have you ever met? You two?
At whom?
Have you ever met Anoka?
I don't think so.
Well, by golly, we're going to have to arrange a time. For you two to
Green Cheese Picnic.
Yep.
In the fall.
It's a second.
Usually in August.
I think it's the second Saturday in August.
Right on.
Yep. Yeah.
Thanks for that answer. No. I really like to hear these answers.
I like your program. I look forward to it every week.
Great.
Well, thanks, Andy. Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Did anyone answer the question about the two, I believe it was, princesses that are able to wear white?
Oh, they have not. It's a Grand Duchess and two queens. But anyway, let me get down there. What is your answer?
I was thinking the Pope. I'm not sure.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Yes, okay. Yes. Great job. Where
and
did
this
you...
is this is JJ's daughter-in-law, Darcy.
Okay.
Our sister-in-law, Darcy, excuse me, and her brother, Joe, JJ's brother, Joe, calling from Red Wing, Minnesota.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks for listening way down south.
Yeah.
Is it warmer down there?
It is. This is the banana belt, we say, of Minnesota.
I figured it would be, yeah.
So, shout out to JJ in your show. Good job.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, bye. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, hey, Rusty Trombone, Maywood Township, Ronneby area, Benton County here calling again. I got another one for you.
Great, Rusty.
I've been on hold for so long, my tab's expired.
Yeah.
Anyway, double album, Self-Portrait. That'd be Bobby Dylan from our northern Minnesota here.
You are right on. Yes, it is.
And that's all. Leave it at that. I got a couple more, but, you know, one at a time, huh?
That's right. Thanks so much, Rusty, for following the rules.
I'm going to shout out to my friend Trinick. He's a big Bobby Dylan fan. Probably his favorite artist of all time, old Trinick.
Okay. Well, I hope he's listening.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Programming is supported in part by University of Minnesota Extension, hosting woodland stewards from across Minnesota at the Minnesota Family Woodlands Conference, March 13th and 14th at St. John's University in Collegeville, teaching attendees practical ways to care for your woods and connect with others who are doing the same. More information on Facebook at My Minnesota Woods. All right. I'm going to repeat some, and we'll get to the phones here. Let me answer two more calls.
Yep.
Okay, then we'll do that. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Okay, we are back. We are back.
You are back.
For those tickets.
Okay.
Okay, we got an answer for the Wheels on Fire.
All right. Who's that?
Cream.
Yes.
Okay, that's okay that we... We're trying to do a break in between.
You are doing a great job.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. We don't want to overimpose ourselves where we get kicked out. You know?
Well, not by us, you won't. So
remember, somebody has to find you first.
Yeah, just don't want to get kicked off the island, you know?
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, girls.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I'd like to start out with two shout-outs and then try to answer a question.
Okay.
First of all, I want to shout out to, I think it was a young boy who answered the question about the third baseman, Mike Schmidt.
Yep.
And it's a good answer for him. And it reminded me that when I was a young boy, I sent out to Raisin Bran, and they sent me a picture of Mike Schmidt.
Really?
A few weeks later, and that was like my prized possession as a gift.
Sure. So,
that's awesome.
Anyway, the second call shout out would be to Julie Crabb, if she's listening,
okay.
Who I met at the Green Cheese Picnic last year, the first time I went to a Green Cheese Picnic. That was exciting to meet her. She's the one that asks a lot of questions about Spaceballs.
Oh, yes.
Which leads me to asking you to repeat the Star Wars question about the planet.
Okay.
I think hasn't been answered.
Let me get to it. Okay, I'm still...
Something about home to a temple of...
Yeah, something. The Jedi Temple.
So was that the question, just what planet was the home to the Jedi Temple?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm almost certain this is going to be wrong, but I have to answer anyway.
Okay.
The planet Druidia?
That is not what I have.
So that just goes to prove that everything I know about Star Wars I've learned from Spaceballs, which means I don't know everything.
And you know what? Tonight, we all are in that same boat. So
again, this is John B. from Grand Rapids, and I'll give it a rest, and you guys have a nice night. Thank you very much.
John, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there, girls. We got the last, and this is it. We're not going to try and bother you anymore. But we got the double album, Fragile, was Nine Inch Nails.
Let me get to that. Yes, you are correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Thought it was Dolly Parton.
Yeah, we were arguing. It's not Dolly Parton. I said, it's not Dolly.
Well, great job. Thank you for all your great answers and calling in and listening.
Thank you, girls. Okay. You make our Saturdays very, very happy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm calling about the double album.
Yeah.
Question. The one that was, is it Fragile?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Is that Nine Inch Nails?
You are right. Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I couldn't sleep tonight without that going out.
I am so glad.
Fantastic album.
I am so glad you got to answer that. Where are you calling from?
This is Todd from Effett Point. Shout out to my beautiful wife, Crystal, and my good friend, Mark, who just turned 53 here yesterday. So there we go.
Okay. What point did you say you were calling from?
Effett Point. It's near Cormorant Village.
Okay.
Epic, like fantastic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Good deal.
Well, thanks. Thanks
All
for
right,
calling
thank
in.
You.
Bye-bye.
Yep, you too. Bye now.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I was waiting for the next round of questions.
Okay.
So I'll hang up and wait. I've got a bunch of them already tonight, so thanks a bunch.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you, Andy.
Well, then let's throw some out. Here. Robert Scott's expedition reached the South Pole in 1912. Who did he find had reached the South Pole more than a month before them? What is Cartman's first name on South Park? What is the Latin name for the atmospheric glow, also called the Southern Lights? The first foreign country you'll hit traveling due south from Detroit, Michigan is Canada. What Canadian city sits just across the Detroit River? And yeah. I am Christy Norland, and I'm going to let Janet ask a few.
I've got a few questions. What substance is known as black gold? What is the highest mountain in the U.S.? Who was the author of One Up on Wall Street and Beating the Street? In what city did Hank Aaron begin and end his Major League Baseball career? What actor and singer was born as Dino Crocetti or Crocetti? And what was the real name of the serial killer, Son of Sam? 218-326-1234.
And everybody remember, our After Dark program is going to start right after Green Cheese here, and that is going to be hosted by Mark Clubundy with some Sonic Smorgasbord. So stay tuned. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, this is Goodland Hunter out on Trout Lake trying to catch them walleye.
Yeah,
well, I was like to clear up a little thing there. Mojo across the table,
yeah,
is Mojo and the Sauna's niece.
Okay, all right.
So that's why I was calling in, and she is expecting. So I'd like to say congratulations to that wonderful woman.
That's oh, good. Awesome. Thank you
wonderful.
For clearing that up.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Meg and Rob from the Crystal Palace.
Hi.
All of my answers got answered. But if you got anything for me, please let me know, because I got I could probably answer maybe like a movie question, like one of the animal movie questions.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Do I have any more of those?
I'm just excited to get through.
Yeah. Okay, well,
we're in Crystal, Minnesota. So.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you watch Indiana Jones at all?
A little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's only one of the animal ones that did not get answered, and that was the movie Them.
Them. Fuck. I don't know what that is.
You know, I don't know what that one is.
Let's see. Oh, did you have, let's see. It was a question about in Canada.
Yeah.
Or somebody like something across the Detroit River.
Yes, I just asked that. And what it is that if you go due south of Detroit, Michigan, you run into Canada because it comes down.
Yep.
What Canadian city sits just across the Detroit River?
Just across the Detroit River. Mm-hmm. Rob, you had an answer for that, didn't you, hon? Rob. Sault Ste. Marie.
No, that's not the answer I have.
Oh, Durant.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Well,
this is Robin Meg from the Crystal Palace, and we're giving a shout out to Michael and Emma Figgins in Hopkins and our friends in Minneapolis that are trying to stay safe.
Yes.
And also Simon of the Lakes.
Yes. Thank you.
Appreciate you girls.
I know. So, well,
thank you very much.
We appreciate everybody calling in. Listening.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Hello, you're in Green Cheese.
Okay, one more time for the basement on the hill being a pill. What was that? The question about the substance known as black gold?
Yeah, what is that?
Is that also known as Texas tea?
Well, it might be. What's the real word you were looking at? We're skating around here.
I'm thinking oil.
Well, you'd be so right.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to the Beverly Hillbillies.
I know,
that.
Right?
Texas tea. I like that.
All right, girl.
Okay,
good night.
Signing off from the basement on the hill with all our love.
All right.
Okay,
everybody
thank you.
Out there listening, stay safe, stay warm, and love each other.
That's right.
Yes. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I said I wasn't going to call again, but you asked me a question. I can't not call in about it. It's the Hank Aaron one. He began and ended his career in Milwaukee.
Yes, he did.
And I had to call in because I worked routinely with a substitute teacher who used to be his paper boy.
Really?
Oh, wow.
When he lived in Milwaukee. So.
Wow.
That's cool.
Give a shout out to Mr. Snow White. His name means, his name is German name. That means Mr. Snow White. So,
okay. And where are you calling from?
Callers figure it out. This is John B. from Grand Rapids.
Okay,
so
John.
I couldn't leave that one. So
that's all right.
Now I'll give it a rest. Have a good night.
Good night. You too.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Jack and Markison from Minneapolis, and we're going to answer the question about the Son of Sam.
Yeah, what was his name?
David Berkowitz.
Yes, it was.
Nice job.
And Jack, tell me again, where are you calling from?
Minneapolis, Northeast.
And it was not just Jack, it was Jack and somebody else.
Yeah, Jack and my girlfriend Markison is here with me.
Okay,
great.
Wonderful.
And we want to give a shout out to the Becker Sauna crew if they're listening. And stay warm, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. You as well. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, did anyone get the question about Hank Aaron?
Well, somebody did, but tell me what you have.
Was it the Milwaukee Braves?
Yeah, it was. What was the city? And it's Milwaukee.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. And you are calling from?
This is the IQ Islanders again.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll give a shout out to the Currys from Worry again. Also.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hi. The Wizard of Omelin says it's Roald Amundsen who beat Scott to the South Pole.
Oh. Oh, goodness. Okay. I think that is what I have on here. I just want to look at it, make sure that... Oh, goodness, I'm going the wrong way, Nancy. Wrong way on my scrolling. Wrong way.
I'll wait for you.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. That is correct.
Super.
Yes.
I want to shout out to the gentleman who called not too long after I tried to answer the question about the girl's name, and he explained how it came about and everything. I think that's interesting to hear how that happened.
Yeah, I was very happy to hear him explain the every single part of that con, Delisa. So, yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, yeah. We have some smart people out there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much, Nancy.
Yep, bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, good evening, ladies.
Hey.
First of all, I have a question. There was a gal that called in a little bit ago. She was like, oh, I don't know what to do. And then you said, how about this animal questions?
Yeah.
And you asked, and you said, have you seen Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
And then you said, what was the creature in the movie Them?
Okay. So...
I'm confused on that.
Sorry.
But anyway, for them, I think it's ants.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
Well, how does it have an Indiana Jones tie-in?
Well, because she said that she might know the animal one, but then I asked her just as an option if she watched Indiana Jones, because that question has not been answered either. So.
Well, what's the Indiana Jones question? Wait a second. Don't tell me, because I already got the ants one thing. I don't want to break the rules.
That's okay. I'll repeat the question, and you can think about it.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Who is worshipped in the Temple of Doom discovered by Indiana Jones? And you have time to maybe call back in if you know the answer.
No, I'm going to let somebody else get that one. I have nothing.
Okay, sounds great. Where are you calling
from? Thanks, gals. Oh, this is Papa. Oak Grove, Minnesota.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Linda, one of the creatures of Camp Lake, and the man just ahead of me, because I have all of my electronics on tonight. I'm watching the man climb the building in Taipei.
Oh.
Whatever.
Wow.
Okay, you want sweaty hands? Watch that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my God. Well, he did it. He finished. He stood on top of it and whatever.
Ugh.
And then I have green cheese on my computer, and I have my headphones on, and nobody answered Them, and it's one of my favorite old movies, and it was giant ants.
Yes.
So, anyway.
You're right. You are right.
But the man ahead of me answered. So, anyway, I got all of my... Now I don't know what I want to watch. I think I want to watch something funny.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Calm down before... Yeah.
Why anybody would do that, I don't know. So, anyway, but my hands are all wet. My daughter is just going nuts in Wisconsin. She said, I don't know if I can watch this.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that anyway. I would turn that on. Well, thank you.
Well, it was interesting. He's very talented, and thank you for the good show. And hopefully I'll make it to the picnic next year.
Okay.
Good deal.
Well,
yes.
Thank you so much.
Actually, this year.
This year,
this year, yeah. All right.
Okay. And hello, all Camp Lake people.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Good night.
Yep. Have a good night.
Yep.
Bye.
You too. Well, I want to thank everybody. I know we didn't get to everybody. Thank you for all the call-ins, the patience, and we will head it out here with some relating who called in.
Sure. And I'm just going to call them as I see them. Linda from Camp Lake. Rob and Meg from Crystal Palace, Andy from Vergas, Anoka, Side Lake, Minnesota, Jack and Margot from Minneapolis, Peg from Blackberry, Goodland Hunter, Oak Grove, Minnesota, The Breezeway in Virginia, or I think they were calling themselves The Basement on the Hill, Mark Hart of Rosemont, Bob from St. Paul, Buck Lake, Corndog Crew, Drew and August, from the Prairie River Peaks. I can't read my writing. Doodle Acres in Hackensack. Ed from Cedar Island Lake. The Hearts from Rosemont. We had the Ikeo Islanders, Jeff from Woodridge. Red Wing called in. John from Grand Rapids. John from Sudbury, Canada called in. We had the Kilgore Scouts. We had Lucky Ronaby. The Langs of Northfield. Mark from KAXE. The Migrating Warblers of Bemidji. We also heard from Nancy from beautiful downtown Omelin and the Wizard from downtown Omelin, northern Wisconsin.